Blog Talk Radio.
That is the prompt to make us aware that the millions who are joining us by the way of the blog line. Thank God. Let's go to God in prayer. I know all of you on this line believe in prayer. Prayer changes things. It really will. And so let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for being you. Thank you for standing with us through every storm and through every test. You are there all the time, patiently waiting with us, Lord, and for us. We just thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for supplying our every need. Thank you, Lord, for being a healer when we are sick, a raiser when we're down. Thank you, God, for lifting every heavy burden and lightening every heavy load. You are so, oh, so phenomenal. Oh, God, oh, so awesome. We worship you and praise you, not only this day, but every day. You've been so good to your people, so good, Lord, many of them don't even realize the level of your goodness. But God, we want to thank you anyway. Thank you for every blessing. Oh, God, thank you for being what we need in every situation. Oh, my God, you're so so wonderful. Words cannot even describe how wonderful you are. So we bless your holy name. Thank you for letting us be an individual. You created individuals. And we thank you for it, Lord. Oh, thank you. You enjoy individuals. You enjoy seeing the way that we talk, the way we walk, and others, the way they talk and walk, and their reactions to all things. Amen. And so we just appreciate you allowing us to be individuals. Some pray differently. Some see differently. Some act differently. And we just thank you for the variety. You are a God of variety. And yet, you are God who does things many times the same way. So much variety in you. We just love serving you and giving you glory. Now we ask that you forgive all sin on this line, every sin of omission, so many things that people omit. Amen. And commission, so many things that people commit. The thoughts, the things said, the things done in any form, forgive sin, we pray. And that you would bless this prayer line, and we ask that you would take over in the name of Jesus. Take over and bless your people everywhere. Now, Lord, those who are less fortunate, those in foreign countries who many times need a lot of things. You're the one who can supply their every need. Thank you for them. God, thank you for those who are on the line this morning. And this is a church service. Oh, God, give them what they need. Somebody's got a testimony. It is exactly what people who are listening need. Somebody has that praise report.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody on this line has a prayer that will really cause God and motivate God into doing something special for those who are listening. They have not, because many times many people don't ask. Oh, but we're asking you to touch everywhere. I often wonder when I was 20 years old and heard that lady say, "He's there everywhere, God." I often wondered what she meant. In And now I found out what she meant, that he's everywhere, God, over everything, everywhere, that he can do exceeding abundantly above all we ask. So we thank you for it. We love you, Lord, and we give you glory and praise. Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We tried to thank you 1,000 times last night and to all the people and countries that came, over 3 billion praises or more that went up. So we thank you again and again. Help us, Lord, and bless us. Thank you for the 77th day, I believe, of this fast. Thank you. Oh, my God, when we started out 77 days ago, it seemed like it would not be possible. But here we are now at 77 days of the 80th day fast. Oh, God, let us do your will. Tell us what you want us to do. And we'll be willing to do it in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. God bless all of y'all this morning. Amen. I want you to wake up and let's get ready to give the Lord some glory, some praise. Hope you had a good night's rest. Amen. You probably had such a good night's rest until you don't want to even move this morning. Amen. Out of that good position, out of that soft, whatever kind of bed that is. But wake up. We've come to give the Lord praise. So wake up. Amen. Wake up. Amen. Let's praise him. Amen. Amen. Wake up and speak. Amen. I'm speaking to y'all. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
To you, and let's speak to the Lord, everybody. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Yahshua.
You know, that's wonderful to give God a wake up. Good morning. That's really nice. Most people that get up and don't even speak to him. But here you are speaking to the Lord. Let's try a little better. Do you mind? Let's try just a little better, okay? Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Keep it going. Take about 3 or 4 minutes. Let's give him praise. Amen. Can't nobody do it better than you. You. I'm talking to you. Can't nobody praise better than you. So let's praise him. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Imagine that you woke up this morning and last night
they went in. And when you realize that they're no longer here anymore, then you start to appreciate them even better. I just thank God that y'all are here. Amen. And I appreciate you all so very much. Amen. Yes, sometimes y'all frustrate me. And yes, sometimes I just wonder, Lord, have mercy. When are you going to, Lord, bring them up even more? But you know what? I imagine God does the same thing with me. And he does the same thing with man, period. You know, but man, and I mean including women, men and women, they're the best thing that God has created to keep him company. Amen. So he appreciates us so very, very much. He does get frustrated, I believe, with us. If you don't think God gets frustrated, oh, my God. You don't know the Lord. Amen. I could take you through the word and show you times that he was so frustrated with man. But he didn't throw in the towel on us. Thank God he has kept us even alive. One time he thought to destroy us. I mean, to destroy. He really did during the time of Moses. Moses had to convince him, Lord, please don't throw in the towel on them. You know, Satan will say that you couldn't turn them around, you couldn't fix them. But here we are. He's still working on us. Amen. Jesus' son got so frustrated when he was there. And simply he was frustrated because he recognized how they were misusing his father and his father's house. And that's basically the frustration that comes. God bless you. Let's get some praise reports. Amen. All of you. Sister Christy Johnson, are you on the line this morning? Well, let me back up for a moment. I want you. Are you on the line, Sister Christy? Man, if you hear me.
Yes, I am.
I want you to get those prayer requests. So get ready in just a few minutes. I want you to get ready to get the prayer requests. Ask for people who have prayer requests and then pray, and then ask for others who can pray. That's the way you do it. And I want Sister Lucille, are you on the line? Sister Lucille. Do you hear me, Sister Lucille? All right. God bless her. I know she's on the line here. Amen. Maybe she's on mute. What about you, Sister Roshantos? Are you on the line? Sister Toons, amen. All right. You there?
Yes, I'm about to go to my workplace, though.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead. We understand that. Then we'll get, amen. Somebody who wants to volunteer, you're not getting ready to go to work. How about you? How about you taking these praise reports and holding my arms up this morning? Who would like to do that? Anybody? All right. What about you, Mother Willie Johnson? Are you there? Thank you, Jesus. I'm waking these folk up this morning. Thank God. Mother Johnson, are you awake? All right. God bless you. Well, who on the line is awake? Amen. Speak up if you don't mind taking the praise reports. Anybody? All right, God bless all of y'all. You know, I'll go ahead on. They say you couldn't hear nobody praying, but we will go ahead on. God bless you. We want to have the praise reports of people who God has been good to. All right? And you want to tell of the goodness of Jesus. How about you, Mother Digby?
Good morning. Yes, I am here.
Look at there. You know, God is a prayer answering God. Oh, Mother, how you feel this morning?
Oh, I feel good, very good.
Amen. Thank God for you. I'm going to surrender the line to you, Ambassador, and I want you to give a praise report and receive the other praise report. I know you can do that. The line is open to you, Mother. God bless you.
Thank you. Good morning. I'll be glad to do so. First, giving honor to God and to Dr. Johnson and to everyone that is on the line. I thank and praise the Lord for his goodness. I thank him for being here this morning. I want to thank the Lord for how he blessed us on last night. We had a lot of storms, and it was just in our area, but God blessed. We didn't even lose, I didn't even lose any power, but I thank and praise him for all of his goodness to me. The Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised. I want to say I thank the Lord for a dream that I had on, I think it was like Monday night, Tuesday night. I dreamed that I was just finding money. And first, you know, I was like walking down a dirt road. And first I found small money, like first quarters, and then I found some gold dollars. And I thank and praise the Lord for that dream. The Lord is just good and how he supplies all of my needs. Whatever I need, the Lord supplies. Sometimes I have gotten to a point where I was really, really right up against it, but the Lord always supplied my needs. And I thank him how sometimes he blessed where I didn't need what I thought I needed. And all of through it all, the Lord has been good to me, and I thank him for that. Not that I haven't had some things to go through, but through it all, the Lord was right there, and he always sustained me, and I thank him for that. I thank him for this prayer line and how the Lord is blessing and how he's answering prayer. I thank him for his goodness. And I want to say just here, the line is open to anyone to just tell of the goodness.
Mother, let me say something here on that dream, Mother. It must be a sign that God is getting ready to bless not only you but his people, because I had a similar dream to that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Money had come to me. Amen. I think it's really, God is sending dreams like that. He must be getting ready to bless his people in a great way. So all I can say is keep on dreaming, Mother.
Thank the Lord.
It's not going to be like my pastor. I think I told this the other day, but I'm going to tell it again. God is a God of repetition. Many times we don't know why he's doing certain things because we don't see like him. But Elder Mitchell, he was telling us St. Andrews was our church in Texas. Amen. Elder Mitchell said, I had a dream last night, y'all. I believe this was Sunday morning. He said, I dreamed that I was a millionaire and money was everywhere. Everywhere. I didn't need, there wasn't nothing I could pay for. I just had money everywhere. He said, I woke up and didn't have a dime, but I enjoyed my dream. I enjoyed my dream. And I'm gonna say that it's not going to be like Elder Mitchell. Amen. We're going to wake up and the dream will come true. Amen. Amen. God said, whatever we loose on this earth shall be loose in heaven. I'm loosing that in heaven. That is placed in heaven, put down in heaven. But that dream will come to pass. Amen. Thank God for it. God bless you. Go ahead, Mother. Go ahead.
Thank the Lord. I want to say I started receiving some already, because when I had put up a deposit for my lights, they sent me back my deposit on yesterday, and I thank and praise the Lord for that. I wasn't even looking for it, but it came back yesterday. So I'm just thanking God for all of his blessings in advance. And then I don't just want something for me. I want to be a blessing to somebody, because when I see the saints struggling and things, my heart goes out to them, and I want to be a blessing to them. And just here, this line is still open to anyone to just give your praise report. The Lord is good. Anyone?
Saints, I know y'all got praise reports of what God did.
Yes.
Good morning, 913. This is Sheila Brown, Kansas City, Kansas. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Sister Brown.
Good morning. Went to Bible study last night, and it was about 14 of us. And after our studying, that we wanted, the pastor had us to come up and pray in a circle like we would always do. And last night at church, I've been in my church for about 8 or 9 years. Last night, God moved powerful in that prayer circle. The saints that were there and the pastor, he said he's never seen gifts stirred up like that in the church last night. Everybody was just on fire, and I thank the God for restoring our church in advance, bringing it back together. Some members walked off because they said the pastor is too strict and this and that and the other, but God said the gates of hell shall not prevail against his church. So I just thank God what he did last night at Second Baptist, because it was awesome to see people's gifts, people not sitting on and grieving the Holy Ghost and using their gifts, because that's a beautiful thing when we all come together like that and everybody in one accord, one mind and everything, just praying the one God. That's beautiful. And I thank God what he did at Second Baptist, because I hadn't saw that in a while. God bless you all.
God bless you, sister. That's a beautiful thing to happen for the Holy Ghost to just take over.
Thank you.
God, thank God. The line is still open.
This is still feel. I want to first give honor to God and all the saints on this prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord on yesterday my Aunt Maddie came home, and God is good. She's up and doing everything. She's up, she's moving around, doing things, sorting this stuff out, getting all this stuff together. I just thank the Lord that she's okay, and I'm asking the saints to continue to keep me and my children and my aunties in your prayers. God bless you.
I'm thanking God for Maddie being able to do some things.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Let's hear the leader. Let's hear the leader now. Come on. Go ahead, Mother.
All right. The line is still open.
God bless you. This is Mother Wilson.
God bless you.
I thank God for his blessing this morning. I thank him for how he's been blessing me to take my time and start cleaning up my house. And that hadn't happened in a long time. But I'm so grateful that God let me just take my time and rest a while and do some things. I got to two places yesterday. I'm so grateful that God is doing what he said. I'm just waiting on him to complete the job.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you, Mother Wilson. Thank God for that. The line is still open.
I want to thank God on yesterday. I went out to our church and I saw the dark clouds gathering everywhere. And it was getting darker and darker. And so I just decided that I better get on home. I didn't know it was going to be hell or not. So I started going home. And my God ran into the rain. No hell, thank God.
Thank
the rain, like I haven't seen in a long time. I had to pull over. And under the overpass and things like that. It was that bad. But thank God I made it safely home.
Thank you.
It looked like a tornado, but it wasn't a tornado. But thank God the wind was blowing, so it was terrible here. But thank God for the rain and for everything he did.
Thank you.
We'll find him still. Amen. Back to you, Mother Big B.
God, we have so much to be thankful for.
Thank you, sir.
The praise line is still open, saints. Give your praise.
This is Sheila Brown again in Kansas City, Kansas. Thank you, Chief Benoit, for that. It was very bad here in Kansas, and I won't forget yesterday afternoon I gathered all my grand little babies up. It wasn't afternoon. It was morning time, I believe, sometime a little bit after 8:30 or 9. I don't know. But it was so bad. Everything was shaking, and it got so black because I called some friends that was on their way back from Topeka to warn them about the weather. And forgive me, Jesus. He honored my prayer request. I asked him to protect me and my grandkids in the house. I told my grandkids at a time like this, when God is working, there's no playing with toys. We are sitting down. We are praying for the neighborhood, for the whole world, and this is just a time of peace. And God did take care of us yesterday in the midst of that storm also. And I thank God that you had enough. You recognized that, Chief, because that was awful ugly yesterday. What could have happened,
And I do thank the Lord that he spared all of our lives. God bless you.
God bless you. But the line is still open, saints. To tell of his goodness.
Well, bless the wonderful name of Jesus. This is Ambassador Sith from Arkansas. God bless all of you. God bless Chief Ambassador and his family. Hallelujah, the mother to the nation and all of you. I just want to say, I looked all over, couldn't find nobody, nobody greater, nobody greater, greater than you. I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I just woke up in his presence this morning, and I feel like saying, I couldn't find nobody, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Just to be in his presence. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. I thank God for the breath of God and the wind of God. Hallelujah. I thank God for seed time and harvest. I thank God for his word. That is my testimony. I thank him. Oh, that he's so good. And David turned around and said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Glory to God. And every time I think about the goodness of God, I just want to lift up my head and it makes me lift up my hands. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah for all you've done for me. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things he has done. God bless all of you. Hallelujah.
God bless
you. Amen. God bless you.
My God, thank God for that beautiful praise. The line is still open.
Praise the Lord. This is Sister Joyce, Minnesota.
Thank
God. God bless everyone this morning. Praise God. I'm so glad to be in the midst of the Most High God and to be with you all this morning. And I just thank and praise God. He's done so much, and I have not been in the midst of you all, but I still have been in the presence of the Lord, and I remember you all and each one by name, and I thank God for you. I recently retired, and so I'm glad to be able to come to the table and eat and hear this morning things that are good for souls, and I thank keeping me and blessing me, my family and friends, and just being able to do it for my time. I'm just thinking, and my voice is a little cracked. He's always like that early in the morning. But I thank and praise God for each of you, and God bless you, and have a blessed day.
God bless you, Sister Castillo. So good to hear from you.
Thank you. You too.
The line is still open, saints.
Good morning, Sister Mother Peterson. I thank praise God for another day. I thank you for watching me last night. The good weather. I thank God that my life kept going off and on, off and on. But I didn't lose my power completely. I saw my friends lost power. I thank you, praise God, that he kept me and watched on me. And through the night, thank you for his presence, thank you for blessing, that you continue to bless me today. I thank God for you. I continue to bless your name. I continue to keep praying for me. God bless.
Thank God, Mother Peter. The line is still open.
Good morning. God bless you.
God bless you.
Mother Britt. I just want to thank God and thank God for our leader, Ambassador Dr. Johnson, First Lady Betty, and the mothers in the nation, and everyone on the prayer line. I thank God for your prayer that the Lord woke me up one more morning, and I give him praise for that because he's been good to me down through the years. And I can't help but lift up the name of Jesus. And I just thank God for this prayer line. Thank God for your prayer for praying with me and my family. I did have death in my family, but that's all over now. But I just ask you to pray for my pastor and all the church members and every saint that's on the earth. Pray for them that don't know the Lord. Now, Lord, I ask you to just pray that this God will keep me and make me a blessing to whoever I come in contact with. May God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Mother Britt. The line is still open, saints.
Let's get one more.
One more.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
This is Renee McKnight from Texas, area code 325. Morning, everybody.
Good morning, Sister McKnight.
Good morning.
Just wanted to thank God for waking me up this morning. Thank you, God, for my family, my friends, and thank y'all for the prayer line. Pastor Johnson, he's wonderful. He's a wonderful man. And I just want to thank y'all for encouraging me and supporting me through my storms and all. And I love y'all all, and y'all all have a blessed day.
And we love you, too, and you have a blessed day, Sister McKnight.
Thank you so much.
The line is still... Oh, Dr. Johnson, was that the last one?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, Ambassador Mother Digby. And then, Mother, where are you from? Is that Chicago, or where is that?
Well, it's a suburb of Chicago. It's Richland Park, Illinois.
Richland Park. Okay. Well, I tell you, they have raised you so well. Your parents must have been great people. Thank God for you. Amen. And thank God for everything that he's done through you. Thank God so much. All of you on the prayer line this morning, amen, if you're going through a storm or anything like it, we certainly want to offer prayer, because prayer will change things. Amen. Let's ask God and watch God work. Amen. If we will give the anointing time to work, we'll see a lot of things done in the name of Jesus. All right. Go ahead and get those prayer reports, prayer requests this morning. Take your assignment right now. Get those prayer requests.
Thank you. Good morning. The line is open for you.
Speak a little louder now. Just a little louder. Okay.
Hi, good morning. The prayer request is open. Anyone who would like a prayer this morning?
This is the Peterson. And this is Peterson. I spoke this request for me and continue to pray for Angela Woodford. He's still with us, and he's doing good, but continue to pray for him that the Lord will continue to bring him back through this cancer. So let's take your cancer and get it through days, but he's still with us.
Is he doing any better?
Sir?
Is he doing any better?
It seems like he don't give up. I don't matter how sick you be, you still get up, go to work, you go to school or whatever. You don't live around. We still up every day. He looks good and he still do the same thing. This is never good. He's a guy's good to him. He always gives God the praises. And he don't hang around, laying around. He always get up. So he walks around. So God is good.
And what's his name again?
Angelo Wilford.
Wilford.
Angelo Wilford.
Angelo.
He's a
19-year-old. And did some research on everything. He's cleaning out everything. This, you never know. You can't really tell. He's sick, but he keep on going every day. So he do whatever he wants to do, and just keep on praising God. He should give God the praise. He said sometimes he's scared that he's thinking about God brought him this far, and he's keeping him safe.
Mother, is that the 19-year-old?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
I want to think like being called to prayer and kept silent one morning. If it's okay with you, and if he gets up that early.
Absolutely. If he gets up that early.
I want to speak to his father and see if he can come to prayer and one morning kept silent because he ain't got to test the morning.
Please bring him on.
But he's been going to make a speech to young people and everybody, you know. I'm going to get his father and see if I can get him to come on one morning and see if he's up there.
All right, and if not, we'll get him on the youth prayer line. The youth prayer line tonight is at 7 o'clock, so if he's up, let's
go. We got to get his father today.
All right. God bless
you. Thank you.
Give me a call. Just please.
Okay.
Yes, please. All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, Lucy.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Peterson. I got that written down. Is there any other prayer request this morning?
God bless you. This is Mother Wilson again. I want you to continue to be praying for my niece and also my niece's name is Delois Johnson, my baby sister's daughter, Doris Johnson. She didn't have an accident and had two. And this last one, she had it almost cut her throat. But the Lord blessed and the doctor said it wasn't that bad. That was the only thing happened to her, but it could have been a real bad accident. But she asked the Lord, whatever happens, don't let her die. And I don't know the nature of the accident. I just know she had an accident, and the Lord bless her. Her throat got cut, but it wasn't that bad. This is the second accident she's had, I believe, in about 2 months. So just I want prayer for her. And also my sister Doris. Doris Johnson.
Doris and Dolores Johnson, right?
Right.
Okay.
Is there anybody else that wants prayer this morning?
Unspoken request for Sister Elaine Catfield. For my family.
Let's go ahead now, okay. Sister Christy, go ahead.
Okay, is there any other prayer requests this morning?
Sister Lucille, unspoken.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Lady Guy, and I'm asking, soliciting prayer for Dr. Johnson, his entire family, and all of our black men across the world.
Thank you so much.
For their protection.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay.
This is Renee McNaught from Texas. Area code 325. Please pray for my work, the Adult Enrichment Center. They're going through some problems. They had survey came through yesterday. And things don't look good. So would y'all pray for the Adult Enrichment Center?
Okay.
Y'all all have a blessed day. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's a done deal. Amen.
Yes, I know. Yes. Yes. I agree.
Okay, Sister McKnight, I most definitely will do that. Is there any other prayer request this morning?
Sister Johnson in Texas, unspoken, please.
Okay, Sister Johnson, unspoken, okay. Is there any other prayer request this morning?
Well, we get prayer for these that you have, and then maybe we'll have time to come back.
Okay, that's not a problem. Okay. First off, I just want to start off just asking the Holy Spirit to guide me as I pray over these saints of God. Lord, I thank you for your mercy and grace over my life. I thank you for just putting me in the position to stand in the gap of the saints this morning. Lord, I stand in the gap on the behalf of Sister Peterson and Angelo Wilford. Lord, he prays to you every day, Lord. He seeks you, Lord. He still gives you praise and honor, Lord. Lord, I want you to touch him, Lord, as he lay there battling with this disease called cancer, Lord. Lord, you're able to do anything, Lord. Lord, you said by our stripes we are healed, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your mercy and your grace, and I just want you to continue to give him the strength to give up. Lord, just give him the strength back as he continues to reach for you and strive for you, Lord. Lord, I want you to bless his family, Lord. Just keep him under your nature, under your
under your love, Lord, under your umbrella, Lord. You're an awesome God. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us, Lord. I thank you for your mercy and your grace upon that. Lord, I bring to you Mother Wilson's request for Dolores Johnson and Doris Johnson. Lord, you know what's going on. You know how the enemy works in the air, dear Lord. I bind any wicked, demonic spirit that's coming against Dolores as she's trying, Lord. Lord, I want you to give her grace and mercy. I want you to protect her, Lord. Any car that's by way that's in an attempt to come in contact with her, Lord. Lord, I want you to intercede, Lord, and make sure that no hurt, harm, or death comes her way, Lord. In the blood of Jesus, I just pray the blood of Jesus over her vehicles, over her feet, over her hands, over her mind, Lord. Lord, I want you to keep all things away from her, Lord, that can just cause her to have an accident in the presence of the accident, Lord. I break the curse of any accidents, Lord, that have been placed upon our life to take her life, Lord. You are an awesome God, Lord. And everything that we ask for, Lord, you always make sure that you do. So I just thank you for your mercy and your grace over the Johnson family. Protect them as they come and go in Jesus' name. And then I want to bring to you, God, Sister Johnson. She has unspoken requests. You know what's on her heart. You know what needs to be done. You know what she needs to do, Lord. But I just want to bring to you, God, Sister Johnson, and just lift her up, give her peace, give her hope. Lord, touch her heart, touch her family, Lord. Anything that's not of you, Lord, move it out of her way so she could just have the perfect connection that she's seeking to have with you, God. So I ask you, God, you're worthy to be praised, and I thank you for everything that you've done and everything that you're doing. Also, Sister Alexia, she has unspoken requests for her family, Lord. Protect her family in the blood of Jesus, Lord. I thank you for everything that you said you're going to do on Calvary, Lord. I thank you for everything that you've been doing in our lives, Lord. Just protect her family in the blood of Jesus, in the mighty, 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 mighty blood of Jesus, Lord. You, it's power. It's power. It's power in your name, Lord. And I just want you to protect her family, Lord, as she has asked for unspoken requests for her family, Lord. Just protect them and keep them in your perfect will. For Sister Lucille, she has unspoken requests as well. And whatever's going on, Lord, protect it, fix it. Remove anything that's not of you, Lord. Remove any obstacles in our way, Lord. Remove anything that is not of you, Lord. You're an awesome God, Lord. Whatever the spoken request is, Lord, I just want you to put your anointing on it. I want you to assign your angels to it, Lord, because I know that it will be done and it shall be done. I'm praying for Dr. Johnson, Lord, and his family. He's an awesome man of God. I mean, he endures for everybody on this prayer line, Lord.
Thank you.
He's always, always, always at the forefront of this prayer line, Lord. There's never been a day that I have not clicked in on this line, and this man has not been here on this line praying for everybody on this line, Lord. So I just want you to send him a special touch him in his special way, Lord. I want you to bless him in a special way, Lord, because he is your good and faithful servant, Lord. He is your good and faithful servant. He teaches us. He preaches to us. He leads us in the right direction. He is an awesome man of God, and I want you to give him the strength. I want you to continue to give him the power. I want you to continue to give him the wisdom and understanding and knowledge that he has, that he gives us, that he feeds, Lord. Just thank you for just having this man at this time in our lives. And I want you to just touch every man in America, God. Give them that book out of